I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels' family of 22 brands has over 7,400 locations and the perfect hotel for any traveler you want to be. Like a Cambria Hotel, serving up locally inspired craft cocktails for all my folks who maybe want to meet up and talk about Mad Royals. Check into a Radisson Hotel with flexible workspaces for you strivers who listen during business travel. Or a Comfort Hotel with free hot breakfast, family-friendly pools, and big spacious rooms for the parents who listen with their kids and need a little retreat. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you when you book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works.
Hello, and welcome to a little behind-the-scenes mini-sode of Stuff You Missed in History Class. I'm Tracy V. Wilson.
And I'm Holly Fry. This is a little new something that we're trying.
Uh-huh.
We're going to be adding it into our feed on Fridays. One of the things that we get requests from listeners for a lot of the time is a little bit more kind of casual insight into our process or how we feel about shows that we have worked on. And so every week we're going to kind of do a little roundup, a little 5 to 10 minute talk about the shows that debuted that week.
Yes. So this week we have two shows. Unusually, they were both researched and written by me. Often one episode is my research and one is Holly's research, but just because of the way the calendar fell, they were both mine this week. And the first one was about the Witchfinder General, which is not something that I had on like my long-term. It didn't turn out to be a Halloween episode because it came out in November, but it's kind of Halloween-y in its theming. And it wasn't on my long-term list of things to talk about in the more October time period. It was something that earlier in the month, I just sort of stumbled across, possibly while Googling the novel, The Discovery of Witches by Deborah Harkness, which is a totally unrelated thing. One of the things that struck me while I was working on this episode, I have joked before, if Game of Thrones were real, and if I had lived in Game of Thrones, I would have been beheaded in season 1. And when I was working on this episode, I was thinking about how if I lived in early modern Europe, I 100% would be accused of witchcraft because not only am I kind of a cranky into my middle years person who can sometimes be short with people who rub me the wrong way, also I had adopted not one, but 2 black cats in the weeks immediately before recording this episode. And cats were viewed very suspiciously, and black cats especially, very, very suspiciously. And then on top of that, we have been clicker training them, and they can mostly sit on command about 80% of the time, and I think that would have been incredibly frowned upon by my neighbors.
For the record, cats, very easy to clicker train. It's just a different deal than with dogs.
Yeah.
I have trained ours to sit on command and go in their crates on command so that I don't have to fight them into crates.
They are especially good right now at recognizing that one of us is intending to practice sitting. Like, if they realize that there are treats and a clicker in hand, immediate sitting happens.
Yeah.
So I've been trying to kind of sneak up with the sitting.
One of our previous cats, we had taught him several tricks. We had taught him sit, lie down, and roll over. And he would get so excited when the treats and the clicker came out that he would just start cycling through those tricks over and over. Like, one of these is going to be right, and I'd really like to get a snack right away. One of the things I wanted to mention about Witchfinder, we mentioned it in the episode, is that it is this weird juxtaposition of some really terrible stuff. Like, women were treated very badly, and the handling of this issue was done in a way that kind of seemed like they wanted to drum up their own business, which is terrible. Mm-hmm. But the flip is that there's a lot of really whimsical and nutty stuff that is worthy of, like, the most creative fantasy novel you could imagine.
Yeah.
And it gets into that weird space where you're kind of enjoying it, but you also feel guilty for enjoying it.
Exactly. I had that exact response. And I also, as I was working on the script, initially had a lot more quotations from the documentations of the trials at the time, because they were just so weird and delightful sometimes in a weird way. I mean, what they were talking about was horrifying, but I remember transcribing into the outline and then later deleting it this whole testimony somebody had given about how somebody had nipples in her secret places, but they were not piles, because I know what piles are, having experienced them myself. And it just went on. And I was like, this is so weird and funny in a bizarre way, and not funny at all at the same time, because, like, they're using this testimony to convict a woman of witchcraft.
Well, and moreover, for me, the part that made me kind of feel like uneasy about it is it really became this strange, obsessive cataloging of women's bodies.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is a whole other thing that, you know, robs women of their agency and is very creepy and strange, and also makes the men involved seem like a very twisted version of lascivious in some cases.
Yeah.
It's tricky, but I did come away with a desire to get a tattoo of Vinegar Tom, who is one of the familiars we discussed.
Yeah, as soon as I sent you the artwork for the episode that had the picture of Vinegar Tom in it, your immediate response was, now I have to get a Vinegar Tom tattoo.
I know, I just got to figure out where it's going to go. Yeah. I can't keep getting tattoos of every show we do yet. I keep finding ideas of things that I want to turn into tattoos. You know what I will never want to get a tattoo of?
What's that?
A baby.
Nope.
That's been our other show this week.
Yes, our other show this week was on Dr. Cooney's Baby Sideshows, which is something folks have been asking us to do for the entire time that we have been on this podcast. And it comes in waves, right? Like, there'll be a write-up on it on the internet somewhere, and we'll get a lot of requests. A book came out about it called The Strange Case of Dr. Cooney, which... I was able to, like, sort of check in a couple of pages of that book. I wasn't able to get the book from the library in time to actually use it as part of the research, but I had plenty of other resources to draw from. So people have been asking us to do it for so long, and it was just one of those things where I was like, I've had a lot going on. Not as much in the immediate recent past, but several of the more distressing episodes that we have done this year have been my research. And we were getting ready to go on tour, and I was like, I need something that I can get together before we get on tour. And this thing that people have been asking for so long seems like good material for it. The thing that struck me while working on this was, when we talk about somebody on this show who had no medical background and started in a huckster kind of way trying to sell something with their non-medical background, normally, at best, what that person was accomplishing was nothing, right?
Right.
When we talk about somebody who was marketing some kind of cure-all, or somebody who was positioning themselves as some kind of healer, and they actually had no background to do any of that, normally, best case scenario is nothing. And then worst case scenario is a bunch of people die. So having this episode where Dr. Cooney doesn't seem to have had a medical degree Maybe he did. Maybe the records were lost. It doesn't seem that he was a doctor, though.
The math doesn't add up on his medical training.
I want to believe that he was really a doctor, but I don't think that he was. But he successfully saved a lot of babies. Like, the survival rate in his incubator sideshows was way above what would happen if these babies were just sent home without any further care. And that's not a story that we tell very often on the show. It normally, if we're talking about somebody who had no background or experience doing something like that, the story goes a lot differently.
Yeah, the whole thing is fascinating in the not fascinating way to me, because as I've been very frank about, I have a phobia about babies. I know, to some people that makes me a monster. I'm not a babies person. So the idea of paying to look at premature babies is really odd to me. I'm like, why would you do that? Why wouldn't you buy some socks instead with that money? But at the same time, like, you have to acknowledge that that was a thing. I will also say that there is a title of a book that I had to talk about in this episode where the word nursling is involved. And for some reason, that just skeeved me out so bad.
I felt bad. I felt bad that you got the nursling part.
I mean, if that's the worst thing that befalls me in a day, I really have nothing to complain about. But it was just one of those things where I was like, I don't even fully understand why this gives me, like, the creepies. Here I am.
So we also, back after we talked about Dr. Virginia Apgar, at some point after that, when we had a t-shirt store, we had a t-shirt designed that says, look at the babies, because, like, that became sort of the theme of that show, about how Virginia Apgar had been like, if you all will just look at these babies, you will prevent a lot of problems that are happening with their medical care. And for some reason, that was just delightful to me. And so we have this look at the babies shirt in our store, and that look at the babies shirt could also work for this episode.
It could. Have I ever told you I'm scared to wear mine?
No.
Because I'm scared someone will show me babies.
Oh, no.
They'll be like, Here's my baby. And I'll be like, no, you've misunderstood horribly. I don't want to be a monster, but I don't want to look at your baby.
You could do what I do when I get a shirt and then I realize there's something maybe questionable about the shirt, which is wear it to sleep.
Oh, no, I know. I'm scared I'll invite some sort of baby energy into my world.
Oh, no.
And I'll just wake up with babies in my room.
There'll be a ghost baby in your house.
Maybe.
Ooh.
Maybe. I'll find somebody who wants it and make sure they get it.
Well, that's good.
I think we've kind of covered some ground on both of our episodes.
Uh-huh.
Next week, we have some more exciting, fun things coming up, and we will talk about those next Friday. So,
yep.
Hopefully you have enjoyed this kind of look behind the scenes at our insights and thoughts into what we work on our day-to-day basis.
Uh-huh.
Let us know if you want us to cover any particular territory, like our research process, or if you have a question about one of the shows. We could probably involve some Q&A here if there's time ever.
We sure could.
It's pretty open-ended and nebulous, so we have a little bit of playtime here on Fridays.
Yeah, and if you're wondering, hey, is this going to change something about the existing episodes that I know and love? That answer is no.
Not even a little. This a complete add-on and nothing that impacts the recording of the regular show. So we hope you'd enjoyed it. If you would like to write to us, you can do so at historypodcast@howstuffworks.com. We are also on every social media as Missed in History, and our website is missedinhistory.com. You can subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, the iHeartRadio app, or wherever it is you get your podcasts.
Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL Schedule Release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit nfl.com/schedule-release to learn more.
This is Raquel Willis from Queer Chronicles. Right now, there are close to 500 anti-LGBTQ+ bills in state legislatures across the country. Lambda Legal is leading the charge against these hateful bills that target mostly trans and non-binary people. You can fight discrimination and help write the next chapter of Lambda Legal history. To learn more about their open cases and to donate, visit lambdalegal.org. That's lambdalegal.org.
Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at viking.com.
Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10 times points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards? A free flight? A room upgrade? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet. Finance smarter.